Hey everyone, it's Lisa Lillian, also known as Hungry Girl, here with Jamie and Mikey. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Oh, what an exciting thing. I'm so excited to be back. This is our first brand new Chew the Right Thing episode of 2025.
Wow.
Woo! And we're starting off with a bang because we have a special guest in studio. Wait for it. Drum roll. We have Alana Mulstein.
Woo!
Welcome, Alana.
I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Okay, I need to set this up in case you don't know. If you're living under a rock and you don't know who Alana is, you may know her best as Nutrition Babe on Instagram and TikTok, where she helps bazillions of people. But Alana has lost over 100 pounds. She's kept it off using the 2B Mindset program she created. She's also helped thousands and thousands of other people lose weight through her private practice in Beverly Hills and at UCLA. She's awesome. She's been a friend of mine for a long time. I think at least a decade.
Oh, at least.
And yeah. We're so excited to have you.
Thank you for having me. I'm so happy to be here.
Congratulations.
Same.
Thank you.
Lisa's my role model for life. Everyone doesn't know.
You guys have had a love fest for a long time now.
I discovered Lisa before I was even a dietitian, when I was in college.
Wow.
And just using your tips and tricks and product finds and suggestions to not gain the freshman 15 and do the opposite, actually, and lose weight through college. So...
huge. It's incredible. And what you've done, you've like built an empire.
Well, I feel like I'm like you. Like, we found any strategy, tip, and tool that's helped us, we just want to share it with the world. Like, mm-hmm. I just feel like we're the same like that. Like, you make a little recipe concoction that's filling, satisfying, smart nutritionally. You're just like, how does everyone not know about this? I have to be loud and proud about it. So I feel like we share that. Like,
exactly.
Not gatekeeping, wanting everyone to be healthier and happier. Passion.
Yeah, and you have books. You're a best-selling author. Tell us about both of your... You have two books now?
I have two books. So the first book, You Can Drop It, is How I Lost 100 Pounds and Helped, you know, thousands of others do it too.
Great forward in that book, by the way.
Yeah, the best forward ever. Honestly, you should just get it for the forward, because Lisa Lillian herself wrote it, and I'm so grateful. It really is a phenomenal book just for all those tips and resources and tools. And then my second book is... Love the Food That Loves You Back. It's a cookbook. Also, volume recipes, easy to make, delicious stuff that is low in cal, high in fiber, good for you. All the things.
And you, I think you really exploded on social media. Like, you are just doing it.
I love social
great.
Media.
Like,
I do. I love it.
I mean, let's talk about that for a little while.
Yeah.
How did that all unfold? How did you become who you are on social media? And
so,
how much time do you spend
too much
creating that content?
Well, I... love social media. And in high school, Facebook just came out. And at first on Facebook, you had to be a college student. Well, at first you had to be a Harvard student. Then they opened up to all college kids, but I was still in high school. So I was like, how do I get on Facebook as fast as possible? And they said, you need a like .edu email address. So I applied early admissions to my college. And the second I got in, I wrote them. I'm like, where's my email address? They're like, you have to attend first. I'm like, no, I need that now.
That's hysterical.
So, yeah. So the second I got my EDU address, I was actually one of the first kids in my entire high school on Facebook. I always loved social media. I was always the kid with the camera making collages, making scrapbooks.
Mm-hmm.
So like, it's very easy for me and natural for me to want to share and post.
Well, you're so good at it.
Oh, thank you.
They're so bingeable. All of your TikToks.
Oh,
I love the Hearts of Palm content.
Oh, I love Hearts of Palm. I do. I love Hearts of Palm. When people tell me that they're eating Hearts of Palm and thinking of me, it makes me so happy. I get that and cabbage.
Get happy, because I definitely think of you when I eat Hearts of Palm.
Thank you. I feel like there are definitely things I think of you. Every time I make an egg mug, which is all the time, like probably for lunch, like 2 to 3 times a week, usually, I always think of you every single time, like for a decade later.
You know, before we jump into having you taste test with us, I just want to taste test your meals. Like, let's talk a little bit about Alana Meals. You launched these how long ago?
2 years now. So we launched exactly 2 years, like New Year's 2022, 2023, I guess. And I really just felt like there is not a great meal delivery service on the market. I was actually offered a lot of brand deals for meal delivery kits. All the ones that are coming to your mind, all of them have offered me brand deals, and I never took them because I did not like the ones where you have to cook yourself. Like, mm-hmm. that makes no sense to me. If you're not the person who wants to go to the grocery store, you're probably not the person who then wants little bags of portioned out mm-hmm. things and now have to cook for 40 minutes. So that made no sense to me. I never wanted to promote that. And then the other ones, I just felt like the calorie counts were high or the sodium counts were high, or they just honestly have no vegetables. Mm-hmm. Like that was really always my mm-hmm. gripe with them. And so anytime I had a client who was like, no, but I need the meal delivery. I'm a lawyer. I have no time to cook, whatever it is. I'm always like, okay, the protein's usually fine. If you can go like the high protein, low carb route, you're probably not going to get loads of rice or potatoes, but you're going to have to take a salad kit and add it, or mm-hmm. a frozen box of broccoli and add it. So I really wanted a veggie and protein forward meal delivery service. All of them are 350 to 550 calories and they're veggie forward. They have no seed oils. So like, if you look at our ingredients, they're amazing. And even when we have something that has tuna in it, it's like the safe catch tuna. Mm-hmm. All the fish is sustainably caught. It's just very, very good quality stuff. If we can source grass-fed meat, we'll have it. You'll see it in the ingredients. And everything is just like what you would cook with. So there's no carrageenan. There's no – oh, and everything is also dairy-free and gluten-free. So that also is just really nice for anyone who wants to do that in the new year or has intolerances. I don't think you could taste that. Like, I'm personally not dairy-free and gluten-free, but it's just easier to do it. And it's all chefs in your local area who are making them. So everything is – nice and fresh and delicious.
That's Try amazing. Them. And yeah. What is the URL? AlanaMeals.com?
Yeah. AlanaMeals.com. I-L-A-N-A. AlanaMeals.com.
A little awesome. Birdie told me that there might be a special discount for
Absolutely.
Hungry Girl listeners.
Ooh. Code Hungry Girl and you'll get 10% off your first 2 weeks and enjoy them. Honestly, I just think that they're so good. And a lot of people are like, oh, I don't need a week's worth of meals and I'll just cook. But then all your groceries are spoiling in the fridge. Let's mm-hmm. be real. Or you're not getting them. And then you're ordering one night of takeout is always like $80. Mm-hmm. Like with the service fee and the delivery fee, and you're getting one, maybe one and a half meals out of it. I mean, for the same around $80, like you're getting multiple meals here. So,
and honestly, I feel like me and Mike could order these. And even if we don't have it for every meal, we can have it for every other meal. Because the two of us can kind of split one person's worth. Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure they freeze well.
Yeah. Yeah. So they come, you know, fresh or frozen, depending on what you want. But then you can absolutely freeze them and redo it. And it's really restaurant quality. Like I don't know if not all your listeners are in California, but in my eyes, I really taste like Erewhon. I think tastes like the Erewhon takeout, which is delicious.
You know, very fresh.
I would go to Erewhon rather than like a nicer restaurant because I just think their food is so fresh and tasty and delicious mm-hmm. and clean. And that's how I feel with these meals is like, you don't really know the ingredients in a restaurant, but these are.
I just love that they're like veggie and protein forward because that's my issue. Mike likes to order some of those meal service things. And I'm always looking and I'm like, this doesn't work for me because I'm a bulk eater. I want tons of veggies and I want protein and I don't want as much of the starchy stuff.
It's literally all the foods that I cook in my kitchen. So it's like there's spaghetti squash, lo mein meals. There's cauliflower rice bowls. Like there's cauliflower mash, like all these things that you want to eat, but mm-hmm. you don't want to prepare necessarily all the time, especially if you're one person or two people, you know, or just super busy.
Alana, I have to warn you, as much as Lisa likes you, she's very honest in her taste tests. So
that's fine.
Let's see.
Yeah. And you don't have to love all of them. Maybe some are better than others.
Well, we're only trying two.
Okay, fine.
What are we trying first? Is this, so this is like a lasagna situation?
Yeah, this is eggplant beef lasagna.
Mm, see, that's like something that's delicious, but you wouldn't necessarily want to make it.
And there's no noodles in this.
The eggplant is the noodles?
The eggplant is the noodles.
That's genius. You never see things like this in ready-made meals.
No, that's, you know, ready-made meals, as we're all saying, I mean, they're so carb forward. Mm-hmm. I think it's
all rice,
it's less
potatoes,
expensive.
It's just mm-hmm. all markup.
Yep.
Okay. I should note, too, while we eat this. Oops, I just grabbed a spoon. We'll have all the information on our foodcast page, hungry-girl.com/foodcast.
And I will say in addition you love it? Okay, good.
Wow.
So fresh.
Oh, wow.
You are absolutely right. That tastes like restaurant. I wish I had a restaurant where I could get eggplant lasagna.
Right? And that you know the calories too, because sometimes you get eggplant lasagna. It sounds healthy, but it's probably 2,000 calories worth of grease.
Exactly.
This one comes fresh, right? Because it's over like a bed of lettuce.
Yeah.
This is unbelievable. Like the beef, you can taste like, you know when it's like grass-fed meat. I'm assuming that it is because it tastes like
it's
super
really,
fresh.
It's really, really high quality. Yeah. It's really, really
so
high quality.
So delicious. I'm eating this whole.
Oh, woohoo!
How many calories are in this massive container?
Oh, yeah. So everything should be under 550 calories and then also minimum 17 grams of protein. That was very, very important because, and some of the meals like this one's probably a lot higher.
No, this is only 418 calories.
And then protein?
Wow. 23.
23 grams of protein. And so you could eat the entire thing. It's so, I love it. It's so good.
Okay.
And sodium is also, everything is under 800 milligrams of sodium.
That's so nice.
And usually it's far under. Mm-hmm. And so sodium, and then we have minimum of 5 grams of fiber per every dish because
fiber
is critical.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, a recent study just came out even last month that individuals who consume less than 12 grams of fiber per day, which is wild that people eat that little fiber, but
that's crazy.
So many people eat that little amounts of fiber, less than 12 grams of fiber per day increases the likelihood of depressive symptoms significantly. Wow.
I do get depressed when I don't get enough vegetables.
it's a thing. It's real. Yeah. I mean, gut health and brain health. It's the gut-brain connection.
Alana said that you could eat the whole thing, so I'm going
to go for it.
It's yours.
Thank you.
You know, you can really tell that you give a damn about what you're doing, because a lot of times you hear about people like slapping their name on something mm-hmm. and it does not at all relate to who they are and their values right. and like listening to you talk about it and tasting this, it's just very clear that you were Yay. Not compromising.
Well, that's how I also felt about like why I didn't take the brand deals with the other ones mm-hmm. for so long. It's just like
right because I you're couldn't. Like I don't believe in this
mm-hmm. And I would even write back like, are you comfortable with me telling people that your dinner is not a complete dinner mm-hmm. and that they would have to add tons of broccoli to
we've
it
we've been there yeah yeah
and they're like this is turkey stuffed peppers
right another Ooh. Fun one that like takes a lot of work if you're going to yeah. make it yourself.
Absolutely.
And that is also, exploding. Yeah. There is like, if there's exploding. So much filling.
There's veggies in.
There's veggies in the filling?
In, nope. There's veggies in the in, stuffed pepper. So it's like super veggie forward.
What's that sauce on the side there?
Oh, the sauces are amazing.
The sauces?
Yeah, all somebody's from the East Coast.
I love all the sauces.
What are this? Is that a slaw? I love a slaw.
There's a slaw served with this?
Is it?
The slaw came with one of the meals.
Like, oh,
yeah.
Whatever. Yeah, that came with this, with the peppers.
And then I want to know what this is.
And I just like, I love a stuffed pepper.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I just don't make them often.
I love a stuffed pepper too.
This is also like inspiring me. Like even in between, like if I order these and then don't order them the next week, it's just giving me more ideas.
And by the way, that is one of the best things is it's not subscription. Like you do not need a subscription.
Oh, that's so great.
So a lot of people like they get it for that week of the month that their spouse is out of town and traveling and that they don't want to cook their own dinners, you know, so you could really plan accordingly for a week that you know is a finals week if you're in grad school or whatever it is.
10 out of 10.
Wow.
That's rare.
When I was single before I met Jamie, half my week was Trader Joe's stuffed peppers.
Oh,
really?
I love these.
Yeah, I used to love them.
I am almost positive our stats are way better than those.
Oh, yeah.
And I do love the Trader Joe's meals. I'm not hating on them, but just, you know.
They're high in sodium.
There's going to be higher in sodium mm-hmm. and a little bit more fillers. Mm. And that is
the slaw is amazing too.
Oh, good!
This
Yay.
Is so well seasoned for a lower sodium.
I'm so
meal.
Happy you guys are trying
because a lot of times lower sodium stuff. Lisa, how many times in the test kitchen are you like, "Can we please add salt?" We're like, "No, it'll get too high in sodium."
Right.
It's really well seasoned.
Totally.
This is so good.
Oh yay!
Like, I'm gonna use that code. What's it again?
Yeah, it's hungry girl. Don't forget it.
Don't forget that.
Yeah, don't forget it.
I can remember that one.
No, it's really, you really have to taste them to believe them. That's like once people try them, they get hooked, and it's I'm so happy.
I'm hooked.
I think too. Can I just say, sometimes people will say they don't want to spend the money on ready-made food. They want to buy their own peppers and their own meats. And that's great if you're really gonna do it,
right?
But you have to know yourself.
Yeah.
And let's be honest, there's a lot of costs associated with being unhealthy.
Right.
So if this is something that's going to help you stick to healthy eating, honestly, great investment in yourself.
Totally. Totally.
Perfect for the new year.
Perfect for the new year. I also just cannot tell you how many people like are like, oh, I didn't want to make dinner. So I just ended up having cheese and crackers. Mm-hmm. And it's not even a lot. It's like a handful. And then they end up gaining weight the next day. They're like, how did I gain weight? I only had a little bit. And it's like, you can sometimes eat more to weigh less. Like these meals are high volume, but they're satisfying. And yeah, the stuffed peppers are 418 calories for two massive stuffed peppers.
Amazing.
High in fiber, high in protein. And yeah, just good for your overall health also. Like aside from weight loss, they're really designed to be very anti-inflammatory. They have a lot of good herbs and spices and no seed oils, like the whole thing.
Amazing. So alanameals.com. And then where can they keep up with you if they just want to follow along with what you're up to?
Alana Molstein RD on Instagram. And that's where I'll be. Me and my Hungry Girl newsletters every day. That's like, this is what I do. I love this stuff. And I just think everyone's healthier and happier as a result of surrounding themselves with this positive, you know, like-minded community. So as much as we can grow it, the better. Join along.
And we're so excited that you're here in our podcast studio to taste test with us. Check out the New Year's haul.
I know. For everyone listening, this place is the coolest place on earth. I'm trying to convince Lisa she needs to do like an Architectural Digest style YouTube video of how fun and positive this office is.
It's pretty awesome. Great.
It's amazing.
We do that beautiful Christmas tree, by the way. Yeah. We do keep that up all year long. It's like every time like March rolls around, we're like, it's too pretty. We can't take it down.
Keep it.
Yeah.
No.
The eggplant beef lasagna is gone. I finished
it. Gone. No, it's really, he just like screamed at the woo.
Yeah. So good. I'm debating finishing the pepper stew, but I probably shouldn't be. I won't be able to work the rest of the today. So I'll save it.
We're so early in the new year.
Oh, there's so many more meals you guys have to try. If you'll like these, you're really going to like the spaghetti squash and cauliflower mash. And
I saw a breakfast one too, because that's a meal that a lot of people don't have time for. That looks great.
I mean, I eat that scramble for any meal of the day. I'll do that for lunch and dinner. And like it has sauteed peppers and onions in it. And they're so fresh. Like they're not mushy. They're like al dente still, but
yeah, I love really how fresh the vegetables are.
Oh, good.
So good. All right. So before we jump in and start eating, what you got, Mikey? Breaking
juice. All right. Newman's Own announced something really big to start the year. They're coming out with their own salad kit. Get that, their own, because they're Newman's own. Never mind.
Oh boy.
They'll come in four varieties and we'll try them once we can find them. King Caesar's Rodeo Remix, Italiano Magnifico, and Parmesan Powerhouse. And they're not out yet, but they're going to be out very soon.
Wow. I mean, these look interesting. Do they do any other refrigerated products, or is everything just like
they have salad dressings?
Salad dressings.
But not actual salads.
But are there, I don't think they're refrigerated salad dressings, are they?
I don't think so, actually.
Because we love that sesame ginger.
That stays in the fridge.
Oh, no, but you get it. It's shelf stable in the store. Yeah.
It's such a natural transition for them. I don't know why it took so long.
Yeah, and we don't have info about, like, what's in them or anything.
If we zoom.
Maybe. Zoom in on these photos.
Caesar, Parmesan has Parmesan.
I'm going like this on the paper to try to make it bigger. like it's my phone screen.
That's funny.
More to be revealed, but they look really great. And I love Newman's Own. They still do all of their profits go to help kids.
Yeah.
So 100%. They're an amazing company.
Amazing. All right. Are we ready to start to chew things?
Let's do it.
So pumped.
Okay. First up, we have Three Bridges Potato Bakes, Cheddar and Chive. Now, Three Bridges, you may remember them because they make those egg bites, those little egg bake things. And now they're just doing potatoes. So what exactly is this, Jamie? Is this just like potatoes with chives? Is this a side dish?
Let's see. What's the deal? Mikey, do we have the packaging?
Yes.
Looks like it would be a great breakfast.
It does. It looks like, let's see.
Yeah, I would like throw an over easy egg right on top of this.
So this comes in a tray. So single serving tray. You get two of these bakes. It's made with eggs and spinach. So it's like an egg and potato bake.
Okay. All right. Sorry. It's like breakfast in a puck.
And be careful. It might be really hot. We're using our hot plate today.
Ooh. They smell great.
It's not really hot.
Yum.
It's very good. It also tastes like something you would get on like an airplane, but not necessarily in a bad way.
What you mean.
Like you need good seats.
Yeah.
You know, I always love airplane food.
Me
too. I don't know if you're like me.
I love it. That's why it's not a bad thing. It just sounds.
No. Most people, like I sit there and I'm so excited because first of all, it's things that I never really like would order. And then you look at it and you're like, this is amazing.
I have a client who's going on a flight. And I was like, ooh, it's great because that airline has amazing food. And they looked at me like, huh? I'm like, okay, or maybe bring your own.
I want to know if you guys can guess the secret ingredient that's making this kind of creamy, high in protein.
Tastes like heavy cream, but is there like cottage cheese in there?
There's cottage cheese in there. Good mouth.
Good
taste buds.
Taste buds. That sounds way better than
that's
good mouth.
That's really impressive.
Yeah.
She has a good mouth. Don't take that away from her.
All right.
Cheddar and chive.
That's
yum.
Really impressive because it does taste like creamy.
Yeah, really rich.
Really, like rich and creamy.
Yeah, so I'm you sure get there's two of those in the tray for 220 calories, 13 grams of fat, only 440 milligrams of sodium, which is not bad at all.
It doesn't taste like it's that low in calories.
Mm-mm. 8 Weight Watcher points. You can get this at club stores like Costco. It looks like right now it's primarily in Los Angeles, Texas, and some Northwest regions. But these are really cool and they just heat up fast. They cook in 7 minutes.
Yeah.
Mike, do these come in the fridge or freezer? Fridge
section.
My kids would eat those too.
Yeah, very family friendly.
My boys would eat those for sure.
Other flavors?
I don't see any.
That was the only one I saw at Costco, but you never know with Three Bridges. They have more?
Hang on. Oh, no. I thought it was going to be three because it said introducing three Bridges potato bakes. Okay, wait, but there are. There are. There is uncured bacon.
Ooh.
And cheese is the other variety. Is the other
okay,
flavor.
Just like plain cheese, no chives.
Yep.
All right, Alana, before we move on, what's the airline?
El Al.
El Al.
Yeah, it's Israel. It's unbelievable food. Like
I like JetBlue's food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do. I think it's good. Anyway.
They have a fancy chef at JetBlue.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, next up we have, what is that?
Something saucy.
Kitchen. Kalbi chicken. Am I saying that right? Kalbi?
Or Kalibi? Is it
No, there's no I.
Kalbi.
It's Kalbi.
Oh, Kalbi. Okay.
Kalbi chicken. Whatever that is. Does anyone know what Kalbi chicken is?
Nope.
Well, I'll tell you what the package is telling me. It's char-broiled, boneless, skinless chicken thighs in a sweet garlic sesame sauce.
Noah is saying, loves chicken thighs.
We've got a hubby off the mic.
Yeah, family over here.
Looks hubby good. Off the mic.
Very saucy looking. Some.
If Noah wants it, Noah should
king,
have it.
King of the chicken thighs.
Oh, that's good.
That's really good.
Very sweet.
Love that. Yeah, the sweetness definitely makes it better.
It tastes like restaurant food.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Many different, like there's chili flakes and ginger and garlic. Like
Very flavorful.
Red wine vinegar.
Where does nice Kalbi come from? Do we know?
Let's find out.
I know. That's what I'm curious to know the history of this dish. It seems like it would be a dish I should know
it
about.
It looks like it is possibly Korean barbecued chicken. Mm-hmm. So it's Asian inspired Kalbi marinade.
It also looks like the picture.
Yeah.
Yes, that's always.
Yeah, unlike most dating apps.
Swipe right on this one.
Yeah, totally.
So this you get 5 ounces, pretty nice portion for 230 calories, 6 grams of fat. It is a bit of a sodium fest. Any guesses? If you get it right on the nose. 1130.
Oh, I was going to do 1,000.
Yeah.
Wow, 1130.
18 grams of sugar, 9 Weight Watcher points.
18 grams of sugar?
I mean, you can taste it.
I bet if I suggest rinsing it and then reseasoning it, like people might have a heart attack.
But like you could just pair it with plain cauliflower rice and mix it all
up, right?
Make it go really far. And there is a lot of sauce on there. The truth is you don't need to lick the plate.
You're not going to sop up all the sauce.
Right.
You can just pull the chicken out, use the sauce from there.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Nice.
Or do whatever you want.
I like it. We found this at Costco. We're not entirely sure where else it can be found, but if you find it, text Mikey. Mikey, where can they text you?
805-380-8075.
Maybe you'll get a prize, unless you're lying. We'll know.
Mm-hmm. We're going to check your work. Next up, we have Daring Teriyaki Plant Chicken Bowl. So we've had Daring Foods before. Mm.
So this is chicken. It should have an apostrophe in there, right? Chicken?
Yeah, chicken. Yeah. Is that what it says? Do we have the package?
No, they have
I just got it all over myself. Actually, I'll hand it to you.
It looks like chicken.
It's piping hot.
Yeah,
there's chicken
our
and
hot
there's
plate.
Rice in it and vegetables.
Wow.
Let's see. So this is a frozen bowl. It is made with simple plant chicken and other plant-based ingredients. Fluffy white rice, tender broccoli, sweet and savory teriyaki.
Nice.
It looks like real chicken.
And it is really hot. Is
you that our like
hot
chicken?
Take a bite.
Oh, okay.
Is that our hot chicken? Oh, it doesn't taste.
Oh yeah, it doesn't taste like real chicken.
Oh,
but does it taste good?
It tastes like fake chicken.
Good fake chicken?
Yeah,
I
mean,
people who do not like fake proteins will not.
I agree.
Yeah,
I agree with you.
I think we're like very used to them.
It's a little toothsome. Is that a word?
Rubbery.
Yeah, that's a better word.
Yeah, but.
But the flavor is delicious.
The rice.
And I don't necessarily mind rubbery.
But I know what you mean. It's al dente chicken.
I wonder if, I cooked it for the right amount of time, but it's been sitting for, I don't know, 5-7 minutes.
It's
maybe.
Not you, Mike.
No.
Okay. It's more like tofu than a lot of the fake meats are. Like it, you know what I mean? It's not all the way fake chicken. It's really like.
It's seitan-y.
It is, but good. All right. I want to say this. If you told me this was real chicken, I'd be like, ew, what's wrong with the
chicken? You'd be angry.
But because it's fake chicken.
Right.
It's like, oh, this is good.
Anyone who likes to do it would like it.
And the sauce is great.
And the rice and vegetables were also tasty. Mm-hmm.
Nice portion size.
How much sugar is in it? It's
very
sweet.
Look at us starting off the new year so complimentary and kind. I feel like, is this it's foreshadowing? Early, are we going to be nasty later?
Early in the show.
There is
early
quite
in the show. A lot of sugar.
A lot of sugar. 12 grams of total, 12 grams added. So
I mean, it's not terrible. Not as much.
And what's the sodium? Can we guess the sodium in this one?
Yep. Let's hear it.
I just looked at it. You can guess.
Seven.
Oh, at least 900. Oh, I thought of 900.
Yeah. Close, though. 740.
I love the way we're like, yes. And he's like looking at the numbers. I guess 740. No, well, it's 740.
Here's all the info. One bowl, 350 calories, 4 grams of fat, 15 grams of protein. Don't have a points value on this one. We'll just
this
pretend.
Would be for vegans only. I don't think like non-vegans would.
I would agree with you.
Yeah.
Or adventurous, you know, plant curious.
Yeah.
Would you go back to this and eat it or probably not?
It's nice to have one of these like in the back of your freezer for mm-hmm. those moments.
Right.
Okay. So this is at retailers nationwide, if that convinced you. It's Daring Teriyaki Plant Chicken Bowl in the freezer.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. I would put it in the front of my freezer.
Okay.
I don't know that I'd eat it, but it would,
but
be,
it
in
would
front.
Be there.
Okay.
It's like a 7.
Yeah. Oh, good. You're going to get to rate
them.
Oh,
yeah. We'll do a double rating.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Next up, we have Toasteds flatbreads in Italian herb. It's like a box of crackers.
Yeah.
Is that what this is?
Mm-hmm.
And they're like little mini
yeah.
cute flatbreads. I like a flatbread.
Is that a flatbread or is that a cracker?
It's a cracker.
It's pretty small.
It's a cracker.
Definitely a cracker.
Good stats, though.
Okay.
Let's see.
Yeah. Italian herb.
Is there fiber?
It's good. Excellent question.
No fiber.
No. It's a cracker. It's herby. Not all that interesting. It is very herby.
Yeah.
This with cream cheese would be so good.
Yeah, oh, I yeah. like the flavor. I think there's a lot of great crackers out there, so it's...
I agree.
What's that brand we love? That has like, is it Milton's?
Yeah.
Yes, Milton's is
the most
amazing
best crackers.
Crackers in the world.
But these are good.
They are. They're good. What makes them special or different? Anything?
I think they're low in calories for a lot of cracker.
So you get 8 of them for 70 calories, 2 grams of fat, 2 Weight Watcher points. They're oven baked.
That seems deceiving. I got it because it was 8 crackers for 70 calories, thinking that
they were
big.
Bigger.
Oh, they're tiny.
Yeah,
because
it says bigger.
It says flatbread. You're thinking like a long flatbread.
Right. Mm-hmm.
These taste good, but nutritionally,
yeah.
I'm not so impressed.
Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. these would be good to put out with dip if you were having people over. I think people would like
definitely.
Those.
And no artificial flavors, colors, or high fructose corn syrup.
Correct.
Cream cheese or avocado would be mm-hmm. so good with this.
Yeah, cream cheese.
Do you like Laughing Cow?
Mm-hmm.
I love me some Laughing Cow.
The best.
So these are Toasteds flatbreads, and they're available at retailers nationwide and online from Amazon.
Okay, next up we have Stellar Pretzel Braids, Maui Monk.
What
is that a flavor? Is that a flavor?
Does
it taste like a Maui Monk? I don't understand.
It's sweetened with monk fruit.
Yeah, Maui.
Oh.
So it's Maui onion and monk fruit sweetener.
Oh.
The bag is gorgeous.
Wow, yeah. I think they could have had a better name though. Maui Monk.
Hey, it caught our attention.
The bag is so pretty.
Yeah.
It is attractive.
Looks expensive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like
right.
a good wine bottle.
You're
yeah.
really
exactly.
right. Colors. That's gorgeous.
Okay. You have high standards
you
when
know
it comes
what this
to pretzels.
Tastes like
so
dots.
Mm.
You know dots?
Oh, yeah.
Their honey
doesn't
mustard
like,
is so good.
This mm-hmm. is great. These people stole dots recipe.
These are unbelievably delicious.
Yeah.
yeah. They
and
taste like better dots.
I do love that they're made with monk fruit because usually those like sweet flavored pretzels do have, you know, real sugar. So mm-hmm. if you're sensitive to sugar, this is a great option.
Alana, what's your favorite like sweetener these days?
I love stevia. The liquid organic stevia from Trader Joe's. I have like 7 bottles in my garage at all times.
Liquid stevia is the best stevia.
I love that one.
Yeah. When people get like a powdered version of it, it's just that's where you're going to get the aftertaste.
I hate the powdered ones. I mean, I'll have them in a pinch, but like it's just the liquid dropper for me, the sweet leaf or Trader Joe's one.
Yeah. In a pinch. So. A little pinch of powdered sweetener. So some commentary from Dana. She says these mini bags are one of the best things about flying Southwest.
Ooh.
She said, I'll eat my bag, your bag, the bag of the person sitting next to me who fell asleep. So she's clearly a fan.
Wait, they have these on Southwest?
On Southwest.
I guess I haven't flown Southwest in a while. Usually it's just like the nondescript pretzels.
Mm-hmm.
These
are like 40
really,
calories.
Really good. And they have an awesome aftertaste. Like
mm-hmm.
you want to
like
just
butter.
Keep eating them.
Yeah.
And like a sweet butter. Yeah.
Sweet not too
buttery.
Sweet either. This is not like putting
they're
monk
so good.
In the name of the flavor was not necessary.
It's like a sweet Dots pretzel.
Mm-hmm.
If you like Dots and people are obsessed with Dots. It is Dots, right? That's the name? Dot?
dots. Yeah.
Yeah. People love
the red bag. Like, yeah.
I also like a braid. This is a good shape for a pretzel.
Mm-hmm. Let's braid your hair, Jamie.
Yeah. With pretzels.
And they're a little softer than like, I don't know. They're just so.
I know what you mean. They're not that like crazy crunchy. They've got some heft to them.
I'm always thinking about my kids. So I think my daughter could eat these even with her braces. Even though she's like, I can't eat pretzels. But like, these are like,
oh, you can take them home.
She just has to chew some gum after. It'll catch everything.
Yeah. Okay, so what are the flavors? What other flavors do they come
in? Oh, good question. First, I'll give you the stats. 1 ounce has 120 calories, 4 grams of fat, 4 Weight Watcher points, only 1 gram of sugar. Let's see.
Oh, it's a mother and daughter team. Gina and Elizabeth. Cute. See them?
Hi, girls.
They're cute.
Okay, so it also comes in bold and herby. French Dijon. I want to try that one. Simply Stellar. We got to try them all.
She looks like Wonder Woman.
Gals, if you're listening, please send us more. Also, Sweet and Sparky. What does that mean?
I would try all of them.
Oh,
yeah, we should get all of them.
Sweet and Sparky. Ready? Vegan butter braid seasoned with spicy buffalo blend and monk fruit.
Oh my God, that sounds
we
so
have
good.
To try that.
We have to get all of these.
Yeah. I love a sweet buffalo.
I got these at really Pavilions, good. Which is like a Safeway brand or Safeway store.
I can't believe they must be on Amazon too.
They are on Amazon.
Could you get the minis?
The mini bags?
Yeah. I'll do they sell the minis? Or do we have to just start flying Southwest? To and fro.
Well, you can definitely get, let's see, you can get mini bags on their website. I'm not sure if you can get them on Amazon, but it's stellarsnacks.com if you want to check it out. And if you go to our Foodcast page, hungrygirl.com/foodcast, we will actually link you right to Amazon.
Yep.
Great.
I wonder, there's always one in every first episode of the year that I think, is this going to be on our top 10 or top list of 2025? I think it might be.
Don't get ahead of yourself.
It's just so funny because like they show monk fruit on the front, but there still is cane sugar.
What?
Deception.
That's okay. Weird. Wait, so where
still
does...
Still not a lot.
Wait, Alana, you're a good detective. Where does it fall in the ingredients list, like the sugar versus monk fruit?
Well, there's more cane sugar than monk fruit.
Ooh.
Good eye.
I just think it's interesting that they led with that.
Yeah.
On the
but you know what? It's not a lot of sugar.
No,
because
not at
it is
all.
Only 1 gram total. Mm-hmm. So, you know, yeah. They kept it sweet without going overboard. That's actually a smart move. We talk about that sometimes, going 50-50
right.
With swaps.
Right, because sometimes you go too much and
and then it doesn't taste good. Yeah. Okay, we love them.
Great. I'm keeping these out for the next item.
Okay, and the next item is, that's interesting.
Interesting name.
Acid League Savory Saffron Ketchup. This, I don't like this
love
name.
You love ketchups, though, don't you?
I love ketchup, but I don't like Acid League Savory Saffron.
This is so fancy.
Pretzels and ketchup.
Wait, hang on. It is sweetened with watermelon. Isn't that interesting?
Wow, that's so cool. I love that change.
What does Acid League mean? Let's see. Yeah, you're right. You're very forgiving and you're very excited about it. I'm thinking watermelon.
We could do the toasted things. You want one of those instead of the pretzel?
Oh, no, I'll type.
Wait. So this is interesting. I'm learning more. So it's saffron and watermelon sweeten the deal with this tangy staple. It looks like the whole acid thing, they're about.
Oh, my God.
Like gut health.
Uh-oh. She hates it.
Uh-oh. Do we have a spitter?
It's very strong.
It doesn't really taste like ketchup. I feel like the only thing that could save this is a French fry.
Mm-hmm.
But I still...
That'd be so sad for the French fry.
I don't know. I kind of like it.
Very compassionate of you.
After a couple of tastes, I'm getting used to it.
What are we tasting? The saffron? I don't taste watermelon. Do you taste watermelon?
Mm-mm. I think they just used it for a little sweetness. It reminds me of when I make something with tomato paste and I accidentally put too much in. Like it's got kind of a flat one note tomato flavor to it.
Let's see.
I'm tasting the saffron really heavy.
It's interesting. It's adventurous.
3 grams of sugar. Yeah.
So this brand I found
she really hates it.
I found them on Misfits, Imperfect Foods. Misfits Foods is the same company now. And they have three different types of sauces. I thought the ketchup would be the best one, but I might have been wrong on that.
Well, I'll tell you some of the other ones. So they've got, we have to try some of these because they have a line that they call shortcut sauces.
Oh.
So they have an umami miso, a triple garlic, a sweet and sour. Ooh, a carrot ginger dressing.
I love a carrot ginger dressing.
Me too. I just made a huge batch of it over the break, but I forgot to follow a recipe and it's god awful. I don't know what I was doing. I just went nuts.
I hate when it's like a chunky, when mine get too piecey.
Well, I steamed the carrots.
Okay, smart.
But I think I put too much ginger, too much vinegar. It was not good.
Well, I would try these other sauces.
I would try the triple garlic. That sounds great.
I don't hate this, but I don't love it. I just feel like, who is this for? Someone who...
Well,
I'm trying to figure this out.
I think that their thing with the acid... So I think they use a lot of apple cider vinegar, which has a lot of health benefits, or so, you know, people would purport.
I like all the ingredients. Mm-hmm. So I think it's just the saffron that's throwing me off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got to try more from this. And I think they've probably got a lot of interesting health benefits and an audience for this. 1 tablespoon has 15 calories, 3 grams of carbs, 0 Weight Watcher points. It is Acid League Savory Saffron Ketchup. It's at Whole Foods in the Western U.S. and online from Amazon.
I don't know why saffron has a place in ketchup. It probably shouldn't.
Yeah.
But whatever.
I like the idea of throwing in very like healthy herbs into things. Like I put turmeric in everything my kids eat. Like they don't even realize I have turmeric in everything just because it's so beneficial and anti-inflammatory and good for the immune system. But only like at a level where no one's tasting it, which is easy because it takes a lot. But I think saffron is
strong.
It's polarizing.
So I feel like they threw it in just to like give people something they should be eating more of in an easy application. But I don't know.
I'll have a saffron smoothie instead.
All right.
Next, we have Wicked Cuts breakfast stick sausage, egg and cheese, pork snack stick. Okay, Wicked Cuts breakfast stick sausage, egg and cheese.
Lots to digest here, literally.
So this is a snack stick made of sausage, egg, and cheese. So it's like a meat stick that's really like a meat, cheese, and egg. It's like a breakfast stick.
Just figured we all tear a piece.
Breakfast stick.
Okay. So this is like a massive meat snack. Meat stick.
I'm a big fan of all like portable proteins.
Me too.
Let's check this out. This is interesting because there's egg in it.
Wow.
There's literally, look in the middle of mine. There's actually, you can see shreds of cheese.
Wow.
Wow.
The aftertaste is amazing.
I'm getting a lot of sausage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is very Wonka.
Wow.
Yeah.
Don't you feel like the taste comes after?
Yeah, I do.
I like it a lot. It's different.
Definitely different, but I'm getting more sausage than anything.
Mm-hmm.
What's the calorie count?
So this is a little higher in fat than we usually go for, but it's also a nice size. It's a nice size for a meat stick.
I think so.
120 calories, 8 grams of fat, 12 grams of protein, 4 Weight Watcher points. This is made with 100% real cheese. It's gluten-free, no artificial ingredients. It looks like it's primarily available online from wickedcuts.co, unless it's a typo, in which case it's .com.
Yeah, I got .com on the label.
I think it's great. Like, there's no nitrites, there's no nitrates, and... You know, I work with so many kids who eat so many portable foods and they're eating like Pop-Tarts or bags of M&M's. Mm-hmm. And when I get them switching to a clean jerky stick like this, it's easy for them. They have it before practice or after school. And it makes me so happy because it's such a better alternative.
And honestly, like, so it's obviously meant for breakfast, but I mean, it's a big stick. Like you could totally, I wouldn't say you
I don't think it's meant for breakfast. I think it's meant as a snack that tastes like breakfast.
Well, it says breakfast stick.
I just thought it was like... I think it tastes like breakfast.
Mm-hmm. I mean, interpret it.
That's true.
I do think it's good for breakfast, but I think it's a snack too.
Mm-hmm.
Either way. Are there 2 flavors or is this the one?
Just the one. We got the
they
one.
Have a
they
lot
do
of
have two flavors. Oh, the breakfast stick kind, they have 2 flavors.
I love products like this. Mm-hmm. I just feel like it's such a nice alternative to other portable things. You get the protein.
I agree.
There's cleaner ingredients.
Yeah, Slim Jims have come a very long way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Very.
So that was Wicked Cuts breakfast stick sausage, egg and cheese and pork snack stick.
I mean, that with an apple, like so much better than a sugary cereal or
I like that idea.
For a sugary granola bar in the morning.
Oh, this is getting interesting. What do we have here?
Next up we have, is it Michelle or Michael? Michelle and Augustine French savory shortbread cheese biscuits. We've had something from these people
before.
Have we? Yeah, they were really good.
I like the little mascots. They remind me of like Rick and Morty. Yeah.
Cheese biscuits, parm flavor, parm and mustard seed.
Oh, it smells good.
Wow.
Let's,
let me sniff
them. If it tastes as good as it smells.
They do smell great. They smell like the Wisps cheese.
Oh, yeah, they do.
They look like Rye Crisps.
Oh, my God. I like these so much more than those. These only cheese snacks.
Mm-hmm.
They always need a little bit of flour
and the sweetness.
They're not super flavorful.
It's like a cheese cookie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love this.
It's a little buttery, but not like grossly buttery.
Yeah. Mm. This is phenomenal.
That's addictive.
I could eat that whole bag.
Yeah. Oh, that's really good. That would be so good like lightly crushed on a salad or a soup.
They're only 15 calories each. That's pretty low, I think.
Yeah, yeah, they're about the size of a quarter, but it's thicker, obviously.
It's just three servings, so it'd be 450, right? For the whole bag? Yeah, 450
that
for the whole bag.
That is such a good idea to put that super on top of a soup.
I remember the last time we tried a product from them, we said the same thing. I want to know what it was.
Like all right, tomato soup. Let's see what else they make.
Oh, tomato soup. Mm-hmm.
So good. Mm.
All right, so they make the cheese biscuits, which come in the Parmesan variety we just tried, as well as Comté cheese. I may be saying that wrong, with black pepper. And then they also have cookie squares. I bet those are great.
Oh, maybe they look tried. Maybe we tried the cookie squares.
We might have. Yeah, good texture. I think we did.
Oh, that does sound familiar.
They look good.
Let me see the cookie squares.
They've got like chocolate in the center.
I think we tried them.
Yeah.
They look familiar.
That might have been at Expo.
How many of these do you get for 150 calories?
10.
Those are good.
Yeah.
They're yum.
It looks like we know what you're taking home.
Yeah. That's the fun part of a podcast is at the end, we divvy it up.
You're like, who wants this?
So you can get Michelle and Augustine French savory shortbread cheese biscuits at Whole Foods and online at Amazon.
Yum.
Next, we have Noni's Bakery Snackers Almond Cookie Crisps. We know Noni's. They make the biscotti.
So
This is a new product by them.
I keep taking more than everyone else.
Wait, it looks That's like only because it's your first podcast.
Yeah. Exactly.
We have to learn to...
It's like brownie. Like the first time I went to Expo and I ate everything and I couldn't move.
It took me like 4 years to figure out Expo.
Yeah.
Got to pace yourself.
It's like... Biscotti and brownie brittle had a baby.
Yes.
Wow.
Well said.
Mm-hmm. Is it just me? Like, I like these, but like, they taste a little dietetic, no? I don't know. They taste low fat. They taste like healthy. Maybe just coming off of that shortbread buttery.
Oh, that's probably
I know what
it.
You mean.
I mean, the first ingredients are eggs and sugar. And
I'm
then
sure
flour,
this would be great
sugar,
dipped in Greek yogurt.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Vanilla.
I would have
Greek
that for
yogurt.
Breakfast.
Or dipped in chocolate.
One more chocolate. Yeah,
or
exactly.
Peanut butter, yeah, Jamie.
Dipped in peanut butter.
This is dark chocolate, rich cocoa, crunchy almonds. It's 100 calorie serving. These are only 10 calories each.
Yeah, I like 100% buy these for my house.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I
would eat these. Do you buy these?
I feel like we do this with everything when you put like a little like Cool Whip on it and freeze it and did little sandwiches.
Oh, that can't be bad.
Yum.
Yeah, these are on Amazon, right?
Yeah, on Amazon, select retailers nationwide. It's Noni's Bakery Snackers Almond Cookie Crisps. This is the dark chocolate brownie. I'm going to check in a sec to see what other flavors they have.
Yeah. Those are really great for the person who feels like they need something sweet after every meal.
Oh, yeah. With
that
coffee.
Is true.
Because you only need two or three just to change your taste. And
definitely. Exactly. 10 pieces, 100 calories, 3.5 grams of fat, 3 grams of protein. Didn't see that one coming. And 5 Weight Watcher points. Alana, you're going to have to come back because this lineup also includes apple oat, salted caramel dark chocolate, and strawberry dark chocolate.
Wait, the Noni's one?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, we need to get all of those.
Strawberry dark chocolate.
We should do a follow-up episode where we just chase all the other flavors of each of these items.
I would like dip this in cottage cheese for breakfast.
Oh, I never think to do that. Do you sweeten it or do you add anything to your cottage cheese?
I mean, if this is sweet, then not typically. Like I usually dip like an apple, like a good sweet apple in my cottage cheese, something like that. But you totally could sweeten the cottage cheese.
Do you ever blend your cottage cheese?
I do, but then you have to clean the blender. So like there's so many times where I want to do it and then I'm like, it's a commitment.
My favorite thing to do is right after I use a blender.
Yes.
But like you put like the really strong Dawn dish detergent and water and then you just run it again and you blend it and it like cleans itself.
But then I just feel like you have to blend so much cottage cheese. Like you have to get the Nudsons from Costco, like the giant one, because you lose so much in the blade.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like that. So I love to blend cottage cheese. It's just, you know, it takes me a little bit to get there, but I do. I like to blend it and then stir it in like a tomato sauce and a pasta dish for my kids. And I love to just do that with sweetener and vanilla and eat it like a whipped cream.
So you embrace the curds.
I do like curds.
Are you a small curd or a large curd?
Oh, I honestly love cottage cheese. Like
I love
always
curd
enthusiast. I could do it all.
I agree. I haven't.
It's like
which blends better?
Food.
What's
small
that?
Or large curd?
It's a great question.
Is there a better blend?
I feel like the larger curds is like sometimes more liquidy, and so it's easier to get out.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Interesting.
Okay.
This has been Curd Talk.
Yeah. I love Curd Talk Radio.
Curd Talk. Wait, is this our last item?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's
Element peanut butter topped rice cakes. Wait, are these like the regular Element? Is peanut butter a new flavor for them?
Oh, wow.
Wait, do you know these?
I love these.
Do they still make the orange ones? that tastes like the Hostess cupcakes.
I think I learned about these from you. I for sure learned about these because of the Hungry Girl newsletter.
Oh, look at these.
I'm going to be greedy and I'm taking a whole one.
Of course you are.
I was obsessed.
Is this greedy? Because I do too.
So these are rice cakes that are completely covered with, is it just peanut butter or is it peanut butter chocolate?
No, it's peanut butter.
Wow.
It's like peanut butter that looks and acts like chocolate. Look at Mike. He can't even speak.
Oh, he's so happy.
It is fully covered. It's even on the sides.
Yeah.
This is the best thing ever.
Oh, this is great. Oh, I recommend eating it with like peanut butter on the tongue side.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Even more maximizing.
Hot tip.
This will be good with cottage cheese too.
Everything.
Oh, yeah. So every day I make a version of this. It's probably not as good, but I do powdered peanut butter on top of a rice cake and then banana slices. And it's like, I could eat it nine times.
This just does it for you.
Yes.
That's what this is.
And honestly, this is more like a candy shell topping. Mine's just like peanut butter.
We just like made some space in our pantry. I'm going to buy a box of these and like if that's going in that space.
These are amazing.
They're very good.
Let's talk about the other varieties.
Wow.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. They have so much.
That's like my favorite thing from last year and it's this year. Like, wow.
Wow.
They've got. I'm going to finish that. I'm so surprised. They only have 3.5 stars on Amazon. We got to get in there and start rating.
It must maybe
we got to help them out.
Maybe it was like slow delivery.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you can't really trust the reviews.
Yep.
Yeah.
So they've got dark chocolate.
Okay. I've had
those. They have white chocolate strawberry.
Ooh.
But then they've also got minis.
Wait, where's the orange? Do they not have the orange?
It's cool
anymore?
That each one has 2 grams of protein.
I
too.
Love the orange.
Oh, let me see.
It's like, it tasted just like those Hostess cupcakes with the orange squiggle.
I love peanut butter as much as you do. And so like I would probably even still add peanut butter powder to
this. Just
to,
I was thinking of doing the same thing.
There is, Lisa, it's currently unavailable, but white chocolate orange. Delightful. What a fun find. Element peanut butter topped rice cakes. 80 calories each. 3 grams of fat. 4 Weight Watcher points. Ooh, apples on top. Sliced apples.
So good.
Strawberries. Available at retailers nationwide and online from Amazon.
Ooh, ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
Peanut butter ice cream.
I just like them as is. I'll just eat this whole thing. How do you buy them? Do they sell them individually or you have to buy like, is it 6 or 8 or 9?
I think it's similar to getting
in this little baggie here.
Yeah. Online, it's more of a bulk situation.
Add that to our cart.
Noted. He's literally staring over my shoulder.
Did you add it? Did you add 2? Did you add 3?
Well, Mikey, do you want to try the chocolate peanut butter or just the...
Oh, whoa. Let's get one
this
of these.
This is a chocolate peanut butter? Wait, I'm going to have another bite.
Yeah.
It's a great product.
Okay.
It's only 80 calories. Like, how great of a snack is that? Like, that's...
Uncontrollable clapping.
Yeah.
All right, is it time to rate?
It's time to rate. Alana, as our special guest, do you want to also give your ratings?
Yeah, sure. I hope I'm not too harsh.
She might be. Should we let her go first? You can be the Simon Cowell of our rating. Although he's nice
pitchy.
Now, isn't he?
Is he?
All right. Starting things off strong, we tried 3 Bridges potato bakes. This is the cheddar and chive variety. Alana, 1 to 10. What did you think?
I thought that was pretty good. I would give that an 8.
Lisa?
Yeah. I thought it was excellent. I'm going to give it a 9.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
It's funny. I'm sitting here thinking, how am I going to get this onto our the Foodcast page?
I'll
put L... For Lisa and I for Alana, so that way everyone
will see. Maybe it is a 9. Lisa's probably right. Also,
trust your gut.
The calorie counts bring it to a 9, though. It's so low cal.
Yeah, that's true.
The trick
really
is you got to factor it all in.
Yeah.
Sometimes we'll try things and Lisa will say it was a 10 taste-wise, but for those calories, it's a 6.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
All right, moving on. Today's kitchen. What will it be tomorrow? Today's kitchen, Kalbi chicken.
I am going to give that an 8.
Nice.
I liked it.
Solid.
Yeah. Solid.
Yeah, I liked it a lot.
Good. Good stuff.
Next up, Daring Teriyaki Plant Chicken Bowl. This was in the freezer section. What did you guys think? Alana?
I'm going to stick with my 7.
Generous, but
I think
it's
generous.
I think 7 as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Fair.
There's a lot better fake chicken out there.
Yeah, but I did like the rice, just saying.
Yeah,
it's nice that it was a whole meal.
Mm-hmm. All right, these toasted flatbreads. It's funny, that's the name is Toasted's Flatbreads.
Toasted's Flatbreads. It's harder to say.
Yeah.
I'd give those like a 6.5, 7.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah, I'm going to give those a 7.5. They were good, but you know, I could live without them. If I never had them again, I'd be fine.
Yeah, you know what they reminded me of was the... What was it? Ritz came out, those Ritz crackers. Remember the
yeah, but the club ones.
Yeah,
Ritz are the best.
No, that's what I mean. That, but that's like the that, I think that's what they're trying to compete mm-hmm. with. Like that's their version of the Ritz mm-hmm. cracker, not the Ritz
maybe
cracker.
Do you know what that would be good with? What's it called? Borsan.
Yeah, I love that.
Yum. Yum. All right, next up, Stellar Pretzel Braids. We tried the Maui Monk.
Oh, I'd give that like a 10. I really like those.
First 10 of the year. Yeah,
there it is. Wow.
Total 10.
Really we'll good. See you in December.
Yeah. There is no Stellar. Other choice. Stellar.
All right. Things got interesting here when we tried Acid League Savory Saffron Ketchup.
Ooh. I love the like the thinking behind it and the packaging, but I don't want to eat that again. 5.5.
Oh, that was generous of you. I was going to say 6.5. I thought you were going to give it a 3. Oh. I've given things zeros. Oh. So don't.
It's rare.
I know
though.
you're new here.
I've listened to all of these. I feel like you do not give zeros. You're so sweet.
I feel like once in a blue moon, you'll give like a negative 11. Yeah. Something like offends you.
We had one last year that was. I think you wanted to give it a 0, but then you gave it a 1 for creativity
or
something.
Almost worse.
Yeah.
Almost worse.
All right, next up, Wicked Cuts Breakfast Stick Sausage, Egg and Cheese, Pork Snack Stick. Lisa, what do you give it?
I give that an 8.5.
Nice. All right.
That's great.
And, 8.5.
And smart on Wicked Cuts, because I would not have known about them if I didn't see their ad on Facebook.
Oh, yeah. Their ads are everywhere.
Oh,
yeah.
I've not seen them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My phone is hearing you say that.
Oh, yeah. Good luck
now. Yeah.
In a minute.
It's so scary. You must talk about meat sticks nonstop.
Probably.
Because you should see what my ads are. It's not, but now that I'm saying meat stick, maybe I'll have meat stick.
There you go.
Ways to get rich. Okay. Michelle and Augustine, French savory shortbread cheese biscuits.
Oh, those are so good. Those are a 9.5 for sure.
That's exactly what I would give them.
Those are
9.5.
Good.
Yeah, they amazing. Really were.
Oh, and the amazing. Sodium count's not high. Look at that.
200.
Those are really good. And fiber.
Mm-hmm.
And just so delicious.
Yeah.
Next.
Okay. Noni's Bakery Snackers, Almond Cookie Crisps. We tried the dark chocolate brownie. What did you think, Alana?
8.5.
All nice. Right.
That's a nice solid score. I was going to give it an 8. See, she's more generous than I am.
Yeah.
Only because they weren't quite as chocolatey as I wanted
right.
them to
be. Right. They tasted a little diet. But I'm trying to weigh it after the shortbread.
Mm-hmm.
And right. Maybe that's why I tasted low fat.
But I love Noni's. Noni's, mm-hmm. I mean, they do no wrong. 8 is pretty solid anyway. So good job.
Last on the list, Element peanut butter topped rice cakes.
I also think 8.5.
Oh, wow.
I'm giving those a 10.
Yeah.
But I love them. You know, I gave those other Element snacks. Mm-hmm. I think I always give them a 10.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with them.
They're great.
Super yum.
I now want to try the peanut butter chocolate one, though. I think that's going to be amazing.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah. Is it dark chocolate or milk chocolate? Sorry, dark chocolate.
I'm not sure.
You can just melt your own chocolate. I had, because I spent the holiday week with a 5-year-old, I of course had chocolate wafers for melting in the house. So every night we would melt chocolate and just dip everything
it's
in
so
it.
So cute.
You could throw that on
if this. Every time I open one of these rice cake, chocolate covered rice cakes, I open the bag, I blink, they're gone. And like just my whole family, just the hands come in and they're but I like them because they're portion controlled.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's like none of these packages are large.
Yeah.
True. True.
All right.
Good and snack. I would probably not eat more than one of those.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is so fun.
Yeah.
So fun. So delicious. Alana, when are you coming back? This is great.
Literally anytime. I feel like I'm living my dream. This is like the absolute best way to start 2025. That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is the most exciting thing ever. These are my favorite podcasts. I could listen to you guys chew all day. So chewing with
come back anytime. You're not that far away, are you?
No, I mean, I feel like you guys saved me a trip to the grocery store too. Cause I'm like, let me hear the Aldi haul. Let me hear the Costco haul. Do I need to go? What do I need to get? I love it.
That's the next phase of like, technology is that you'll be able to like add to cart as you're listening. You just press a button on your phone. You just be like, oh, they just mentioned this one. Add to cart.
Well, I go to the Foodcast page. I go straight to the Amazon links and I get it. I got, I think, 16 boxes of the Truvani oatmeal.
Do you like that? The Truvia?
I do like it. Yeah. Cause you guys gave it such a good rating.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. No, that was good.
Very hard.
It is good. And we still have it. I give it to my kids. I feel like it is very sweet. So I do like to stir in plain Greek yogurt just to lighten it up a bit. But
oh, that's a good idea too, to kind of make it more filling, a little protein.
Absolutely.
A little less uber sweet.
I think we should give away like an Alana prize today.
Oh yeah.
Maybe what should we'll give away? One of your books or something?
Sure. Sure.
Awesome.
We can do a Which signed book? Cookbook. Love the Food That Loves You Back, my cookbook. Happy,
cool.
Perfect. Happy to.
Yeah. All right.
Just text Mikey.
Yeah. Text anything you want and you'll be in the running.
Except something mean. Yeah. We probably won't pick you if you say something mean.
If you do something mean, I will definitely go right past you.
Wish us Happy New Year. Yeah. Tell us what you love most about the podcast.
Yeah. 805-380-8075.
Okay, thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you, Alana, for being a special guest.
Yay.
And promise us you will come back.
Oh my God, literally anytime.
She's not going to leave.
Yeah.
She's sleeping on that couch.
We're here every 2 weeks.
Perfect.
Somebody choose them.
All right, guys, don't forget to text Mikey. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Lisa Lillian, also known as Hungry Girl. Till next time, chew the right thing.